With Montana News, I'm Eleanor Smith. It's not easy to breathe when you're running up a mountain. If you live in a valley with winter inversion, it's even harder. Last week, over 100 runners ascended up and down Mount Sentinel in Missoula as many times as they could to raise awareness about poor air quality and to raise money to try and fix it. MTPR's Ellis Julin has another report for us this evening. She covered the recent Running Up for Air race.
The course is snowy, if you haven't guessed that already.
It's 5:30 a.m. on Saturday morning. Jeff Mogavero stands next to a speaker addressing a small crowd of runners gathered around a tent at the University of Montana's M Trail parking lot. Many runners strap on microspikes, and everyone has trekking poles to navigate through the calf-deep snow. And headlamps, since the sun won't be up for a while.
Course changes. If you've run Roof in the past, we are not doing the switchback with the hibernating bear. We'd love to, but we're going to let him sleep.
Mogavero created Missoula's Running Up for Air race, often referred to as RUFA. This is the race's fifth year. The concept of running up and down a mountain to raise awareness for poor air quality first started in Salt Lake City, Utah, and there are now seven RUFA races across four states in the West. For the next 12 hours, the runners would climb up Mount Sentinel and back as many times as they could. They were joined by six-hour runners at noon and three-hour runners at 3 p.m.
Go! Have fun out there, everybody!
The topography of much of western Montana creates winter inversion, where colder air gets trapped in the valley under a layer of warm air, and it sits there. Missoula is especially prone to these events. Inversion locks in air pollutants that are harmful to human health. Emissions from homes and cars worsen air quality during inversions and contribute to climate change. These winter inversions, coupled with longer periods of smoke from worsening wildfire seasons, means many Montanans face poor air quality days year-round. These RUFA races raise awareness of air quality issues and fundraise for local groups that work on improving air quality.
In the broader fight against climate change, oftentimes I feel like I don't know what to do.
Devin Stroyer participated in RUFA for the first time this year and got the most donations of any runner before race day. His birthday was in January, and he sent his fundraising link to any friends or family that texted him happy birthday.
It's awesome. I love it. It's actually probably more fun than the training. Is raising money and talking about clean air and what the purpose of this is and really getting my friends and family invested and on board.
Climate Smart Missoula gets the fundraising from this race. The organization works to address climate change and mitigate the negative effects people are already experiencing, like providing portable air filters to people during smoke season. Most of the organization's staff also participate in RUFA.
Every lap you do is $6 for Climate Smart Missoula, so you can't stop doing laps. And if you're tired, you just got to keep going.
No, don't get hurt.
Climate Smart's executive director, Amy Sillenberg, ran the 12-hour race and cautioned fellow runners to be careful in the deep snow. This year was the first time the race had snow from top to bottom. Runner Will Rice said it made for an interesting descent.
You kind of like feel like, oh, like I'm feeling pretty steady on my feet. And then all of a sudden you're like, whoosh. And it was just like, eat it. Yeah, a lot of that.
The highest lap count in the 12-hour race was 12, averaging about a lap an hour. Stroyer competed in the 6-hour race, getting 7 laps done in that time, and managed to raise over $1,200.
And this is really a great way that I can feel like I'm making a contribution that helps people. And it's not world-changing, but it's local. And it's my community where I live, where I run. And that's a good place to start.
In Missoula, I'm Ellis Julin.